ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, October 3rd, 2024. We're pretty loaded up today. Great guests and some breaking news. We got Trump live right now in Michigan. We got eyes on that. We may pop into that too. But, you know, I'm tuning into talk radio. I'm listening to the Alex Jones show earlier. And these calls, the callers dealing with the hurricane disaster and the victims and what they're seeing and what they're experiencing are so powerful that I feel I have to dedicate some time to that today wherever I can find it, because it's just true. Now, until I guess it was about Tuesday or Wednesday, this disaster was pretty much being ignored. Now, we were all over it right here. And now, though, it is a big story, at least somewhere in the primetime nightly news, and it's getting a lot of play on Fox as well. The other mainstream corrupt liberal fake news networks are still trying to downplay it for obvious reasons. The response, or lack thereof, from Biden and Harris has been a story in and of itself. But as more images and more stories and accounts from what's happening on the ground are making their way, this deal is just getting worse and worse by the day. And again, with some of the unconfirmed reports of potentially thousands being dead, they have now officially put the death toll over 200, and it's rising. So I probably should find some time to dedicate to people that want to call directly on that situation with updates. We did take calls yesterday on it, but we do have some other news. And when FEMA comes out and says, oh, we don't have any money for American victims, and then Harris basically says, well, we'll throw you some change, $750 per victim. I mean, that's a joke. I'm sorry, that's a joke. $750 is not going to do much. You could say it's better than nothing, but that's a joke. These people have had their lives have been completely turned upside down. I mean, houses completely destroyed. Friends and family they haven't heard from in days. They don't even know if they're alive. Cars floating down the river, gone. And Kamala Harris is going to go up there to photo op and say, oh, here's $750 for you. In that just, oh my God, can you imagine hearing that voice for 4 years? I mean, the suicide rates will go up. It's insulting. You know what people need? They need help is what they need. People need help. They need to be rescued. They need food. They need water. They need baby formula. It's just, it's unbelievable. But see, and it all comes back to the larger picture. Your government hates you. Your government puts you at the bottom of the list, if you even make the list. So FEMA says, we're not going to have any disaster relief for the next hurricane. We're out of money. But they had hundreds of millions of dollars for non-citizens. Hundreds of millions of dollars for illegal invaders. Illegal border crossers. And we got all the headlines. We got all the stories. But even that's just like pennies compared to what they give to foreign countries for war. And it's like, yeah, you talk about this every day. Well, yeah, we should talk about this every day. Americans should be fuming at this, and they are. And we got some other news, too, dealing with the election. Oil prices might go up as well with some other developing news. We got Trump live. We got a lawyer coming on with some election news. It's going to be a busy broadcast day.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fun. run the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Of the American people being put last? You want 4 more years of a corrupt administration that crushes this country? Or are we going to start to turn things around by kicking these Democrats out of the White House and reelecting Donald Trump in 32 days? 8 hours and 52 minutes till Election Day. And this is your election headquarters, the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I think it's so powerful hearing from these people in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, people that are dealing with this devastation. And you get nothing but photo ops and platitudes from the Biden-Harris administration. And it's insulting. And there's a lot of videos now that are coming out of people that are trying to help. And they're talking about how they're basically being deterred from even helping. I mean, you can't even imagine it. And then you've got other locals that were actually Democrats and liberals. And they're saying that this whole thing has been so bad. And the response and lack of care from the Biden administration has been so bad. And Harris's pathetic press conference was such an embarrassment that they're now no longer supporting Kamala Harris. I mean, that's how bad this thing is. Now, you hate to play this game all the time because it just gets old. You're just sick of it. But at the same time, you know, the news breaks yesterday about Doug Emhoff, Kamala's wife. I didn't misspeak. Doug Emhoff, Kamala's wife, allegedly smacking an ex-girlfriend so hard that she like falls to the ground. Barely a blip in the news coverage. Can you imagine if the name was Trump instead of Emhoff? See where I'm going with this? Can you imagine if you had this devastation while Trump was president? He would be the one to blame. They'd be blaming it on him because of climate change. He doesn't believe in it. They'd be saying his response is pathetic. How dare he? He's the worst person in the history of the world. But no, they're going to protect Biden and Harris. They're not going to highlight how bad this has been and how pathetic the response has been, because that's the Democrat Party propaganda media. So let's just start going to the scenes from some people that are helping, some people that are victims. First, it's Brian Kemp. He's not too happy with the White House. Clip one.
When the first emergency declarations came down, there was only 11 counties in that. A lot of people were outraged, including me, because there was such devastation in you know, up to 90 counties. So we called the White House. We spoke to the president's chief of staff, the FEMA administrator, and said, look, you're sending the signal that you're not paying attention to some of these rural communities.
Well, that's the story. They're not paying attention. They do not care. And they just saw this and just kind of flipped a couple nickels over there and just said, oh, yeah, you know, we'll send a little emergency deal, because they aren't paying attention and because they do not care. Now, you know, a week later, and they're pretending to care, these people have been stranded. So Ron DeSantis, again, is coming to help, and he's also trying to deal with the port strike. He combines both of these things into a press conference earlier today in clip three.
At my direction, the Florida National Guard and Florida State Guard will be deployed to critical ports affected to maintain order and, if possible, resume operations, which would otherwise be shut down during this interruption. Florida Department of Transportation is coordinating calls with Seaport Rail and trucking partners to ensure that all are prepared and positioned appropriately to limit disruptions to the supply chain and other areas should this continue. I'm also directing Florida Department of Transportation to temporarily waive the collection of tolls and other fees for commercial vehicles using public highways in Florida, and waiving the size and weight restrictions normally governing vehicle transportation for the duration of this emergency. This will help expedite the movement of goods that have been impacted from seaports to intermodal logistics centers, distribution centers, and delivery points, and very well may help offset additional costs incurred by operation during this period. Finally, I'm directing the Florida Highway Patrol to manage the flow of traffic from all Florida seaports and adjacent roads and highways as needed to further expedite the flow of goods that are currently being held up. This will include the provision of law enforcement escorts for commercial motor vehicles by FHP officers upon request. And I would say that this is something that would have significant impacts on the nation's economy anyways, but to have this happen in a way that could negatively impact people that are reeling from a Category 4 hurricane, that is just simply unacceptable. So it really is incumbent upon the Biden-Harris administration to do everything in their power to ensure that these goods are where we need to be, that people are not left hanging out in the cold waiting for these goods. If they're sitting in the ocean somewhere and they're not being able to be used here in the state of Florida or in Georgia or North Carolina, or where people are going to desperately need this, we need to accelerate. We have no time for delays. Biden-Harris has a responsibility to stand up for the storm victims, stand up for the people who've had their homes damaged or who've lost their homes, and make sure they have what they need to get back on their feet.
Yes, well, unfortunately, the Biden-Harris administration is too tied up in war and trying to beat Donald Trump, kill Donald Trump, arrest Donald Trump. They can't be bothered to help the victims. It's a bother to them. And you contrast the leadership of Ron DeSantis in Florida versus Roy Cooper in North Carolina. Cooper is like a non-factor almost. He's a deterrence. Whereas DeSantis is out there getting things done and trying to get things out of the way. So DeSantis is like, okay, we're going to have less government. We're just going to get out of your way. Don't worry about the tolls. Don't worry about weight limits. We're going to clear the ports. We're going to clear the roads. Anything you need, we're accelerating this. You, the people of Florida, will get you the help you need, but you're doing the job. And then everywhere else in these Democrat-run counties and states, it's like, oh, no, don't help. You can't fly a helicopter. You can't deliver goods. It's crazy. That's what's going on. But here's the response from Harris that has the victims of this just absolutely fuming. She goes days late for a photo op and then throws them a couple pennies while they're drowning here in clip five.
And the federal relief and assistance that we have been providing has included FEMA providing $750 for folks who need immediate needs being met, such as food, baby formula, and the like. And you can apply now for anyone who's watching this who has been affected. There are FEMA personnel who are going door to door to interact personally with folks, especially those who do not have electricity. but also that aid, if you have electricity, can be applied for online, and I encourage people to do that. FEMA will just basically verify your address, and then process should take hold.
Yeah, she really cares, you can tell. She cares about herself. Now, there she is for the photo ops with the smiles and the giggles, and it's just, ugh. People can't stand this woman. Now, take a look. They've finally been able to get a couple Walmarts open, trying to get aid, trying to help people out. And it looks like this. Guys, you can just B-roll me clip two right now, or you can give me the audio, too. I'm going to talk over it. But they've finally been able to get a Walmart open, and they're trying to get people what they need, whatever they have.
Thank you.
It's all being rationed. So huge line out the door, and then you look on the inside, and there's nothing.
Well,
shelves are completely empty. Completely empty. You got, like, you know, some junk food and stuff, but essentials are just gone. Little kid says it's like the apocalypse. And, I mean, you want to talk about the worst possible backdrop? If you're the port strikers right now, this is about as bad as it gets. That you're going to be striking, and your union president is going to be shutting down the economy, as he says, crippling the economy. And you're now asking for 70-80% pay raises. You already make six figures a year. The president of the union has a giant mansion with a Bentley and a five-car garage. Bad luck. Bad, bad luck. And they're losing support of the American people. And if they were smart, and if their union president was smart and maybe not corrupt, if that's the case, a lot of people think so, then they would say, you know what? We're going to put this strike on hold momentarily, and we're going to actually help the victims here and make sure that they can get some of the resources that they need. So we're going to get back to work, and we're going to bring some materials in, and we're going to help them. Instead, they're picketing still. Bad look. Bad look. And now Harris and Biden are supporting the strike. Bad look. And again, the issue of automation, the issue of machines replacing workers is a real issue. And you can debate the issue, but at this rate, with this union president, you're going to have people cheering for the machines to replace you. You understand that? You're making six figures a year asking for a raise, and you're threatening to cripple the economy while we have an emergency going on where people are trying to just live, survive on their roof with no food. And the effects of this strike are already starting to hit some stores, by the way. So, but you want to talk about FEMA not having money. Here's just a short list of foreign aid that's been doled out this year. Oh, a nice, cool $24 billion to Ukraine, $11 billion to Israel, $2 billion to Ethiopia, $1.5 billion to Jordan, $1.5 billion to Egypt, $1 billion to Afghanistan, $1 billion to Somalia, $1 billion to Yemen, $1 billion to the Congo, $1 billion to Syria, and at least $9,000 per illegal immigrant. But you, the American, get $750 from Kamala. She's so gracious. She cares about you so much. But that's it. The well is dry. No more money. And now they're saying, we'll see. But Biden is saying, well, maybe I'll call a emergency session and Congress can get back and find a way to get them more aid. They just passed the continued resolution. These bastards. These bastards, our politicians, our government, Mayorkas says FEMA doesn't have funding to last through hurricane season. They're expecting another hurricane to hit. And, oh, you know, maybe it'll wipe out a couple more states. And they'll say, sorry, America, no money. And then Zelensky will come to town and he'll get another $2 billion. And then Netanyahu will bomb five more countries and he'll get another $5 billion. But you, the American, you already got $750. Why don't you sit down and shut the hell up? Get back on your roof and try not to drown, you sucker. Feds say there's no money left to respond to hurricanes. But FEMA alone has spent $640 million on immigrants. How about San Diego County supervisors? Okay, $20 million. $20 million migrant welcome center. A welcome center. Hi, welcome to America. Here's all your free money. Hi, welcome to America. Where are you heading next? You want a plane ticket, a bus ticket? What do you need? Get an Uber for you? Sure. No problem. Here's a stack of cash. Here's an envelope of cash. Here's a prepaid debit card. Hold on, my phone's ringing. What's that? An American is stranded on a roof and starving and trying not to die? Tell him to call back later. I got a $20 million migrant welcome center here. So welcome. Department of Homeland Security announces $380 million in additional funding to communities receiving illegal immigrants. FEMA awards $110 million to the Emergency Food and Shelter Program to assist migrants. Juicy. Department of Homeland Security announces distribution of more than $77 million in congressional funding for communities receiving migrants. Oh, yeah, just stack it on up, baby. Just stack it on up, yeah. New York City to get $104 million from FEMA for asylum-seeking illegal immigrants. They're still seeking asylum, but they're in here getting everything for free. Department of Homeland Security announces distribution of more than $12 million for illegal immigrants. Specifically for the El Salvadorians. They're more important than you. Department of Homeland Security announces $300 million in direct funding to communities receiving migrants and $340 million for a new competitive award process. What? A what? So what are we at here, guys? A nice bill? What do you got, $1 billion for illegal immigrants here? But you, the American suffering, can't feed your kid, can't feed your grandma, can't get her prescriptions or medical care. Hell, you're lucky if you can even find your car. Maybe you're living on your roof trying not to drown. But that illegal immigrant is fat and happy and staying at a 5-star luxury hotel with an all-you-can-eat buffet. And a nice cell phone with a rideshare app on it that gets paid for by the government, too. They get their free food. They get anything they want. But you, the American, you're suffering. You just had a hurricane wipe your house off the map, wipe your city off the map. Kamala says, well, we might be able to get you $750, but here, do this paperwork for us. We need you to do some paperwork first. It's sick. Here's Tim Kennedy. He's on the ground trying to help people. Listen to what he says in clip 4.
They're present. They're in the way. They are directly interrupting our ability to conduct missions and operations. And I'm not going to disparage anybody because we are trying to work within partner relationships, both government and non-government entities within state and federal and county. I went to put a couple of people into a hotel last night, and they have a security guard at the hotel. And he said, oh, we're so sorry. The entire hotel has been booked for federal employees. And I was like, no, I have people that were just pulled out of a mountain that are living out in the hills, and there's not a place for me to put them because we have federal employees that are staying in the hotel. I slept in this white car last night. I smell like foot and death right now, as does every single person on our team. Not a single one of us slept. We got done maybe at 3 o'clock. The moment the sun was up and we could fly helicopters again, we were back in the air and we have not stopped. And I was like on the fence about trying to get on this program or not. I want people to understand how incredible this organization is, Save Our Allies, and all the work that all of these volunteers are doing. But people, this is biblical level devastation. This is apocalyptic, the things that we see out there.
Now, there's a massive migrant caravan heading to the southern border, crossing the Darien Gap right now. And I guarantee you, when this migrant caravan shows up, probably thousands, maybe tens of thousands, they will get taken care of. Guaranteed. They will get whatever they need. So, how do we continue to put up with this? This abuse of our government, of the American people. And these sick freaks are still trying to prosecute Donald Trump. And these sick freaks still have destroyed Trump, killed Trump, imprisoned Trump as their top priority. Fund foreign countries and foreign wars as their second priority. Make sure the illegal immigrants can come in here and get everything they need and vote as their third priority. Pork barrel spending, never-ending expanse of government as their fourth priority. And then when all of that is taken care of, they might be able to flip you a nickel. They might, if you're lucky. Kamala Harris will grace you with her presence. That's how absolutely despicable this is. But don't worry. You'll watch. You will watch in a month or so 10,000 illegal immigrants come into the southern border and get everything taken care of. And there won't even be any struggle session. But if you're stranded on your house, if you're stranded on your roof, or you're stranded in a freaking tree because your house just washed away, you don't even know where your neighbors are. You're missing your family. Maybe you're up there with your kid. You're not sure when you're going to eat. They couldn't care less. And if somebody's going to try to come rescue you, they're going to tell them not to, and they're going to shut them down, and they're going to say, we'll arrest you if you go on a rescue mission. So come across the border illegally and commit a crime, no problem. You will not be arrested, and if you are, you'll be released. An American stranded after a hurricane, clinging to life in a mountain, not sure where your next meal is coming from. You're not being considered. You're just going to have to figure it out yourself. And you'll watch. And we'll all see it. With 33 days till the election, you will watch them. It'll be like 5 days till the election, and they'll make sure 10,000 illegal immigrants are taken care of, and there'll probably still be people suffering from the hurricane that can't even get the $750 Kamala Harris promised them.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have the communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
A couple more video clips I want to play. And, I mean, I said I wanted to dedicate time to callers in the area with just, you know, any updates that you have, or if there's, you know, maybe, because I get messages, too, people saying, what can I do? How can I help? And, I mean, you can send the money to, if there's any organizations out there that you trust, or if there's people on the ground that say, yeah, this organization has been good, they've helped us. I don't know. It's crazy to think. I mean, the eyewitness accounts and the stories are just getting worse by the day. The death toll is obviously continuing to rise. So we'll put the number on the screen, and I want to hear from people that are in the area that have seen this and just want to talk about this. What they're seeing, or the help they're getting or not receiving. The number is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And I'm just going to ask my screener. I only want calls from people that are in the disaster zone, or have friends or family that are in the zone that they're talking to, or maybe they don't even know where they are. But only on that issue. Only on that issue. So number is on the screen. Because people are just asking me what they can do to help. And I mean, again, there's sites maybe you trust for fundraising, but we'll ask you. We'll ask the actual people that are victims of this, or have seen this, or are helping with this. So we'll do that. I got a couple of the videos while we start to collect the calls here. This is a guy who was a Democrat voter, or I guess was is the proper word. Sounds like after this horrible response, he's in North Carolina. Sounds like after this horrible response, he might not be voting for Democrats anymore in clip 16.
Day six. And I just can't help but, I literally am just crying for my people. And for, how could the government do us like this? And how could the whole country just forget about us? Like, it's not enough. What is being done is not enough. There are entire communities that have been just decimated. There is, where is our government? For Kamala, and I am an avid supporter, for her to stand in Florida today and make a statement. Where is our government? Where's the president? Where is that bitch? These people are so hardworking. They have struggled and struggled and struggled for generations and generations to have what little bit they do. And it is completely wiped out from under them. And you can't do any more. You can't send any more support or any help. I love my people so much. And I have such an Appalachian heart. And it's so deeply rooted within me that it just is almost like too much. And just see people, it's just so sad, and I'm so mad. I don't even and it's been the past couple of days, it's just kind of been building up to me. Just I just want to scream at somebody because it's so just, every natural disaster in the country, it gets recognition. But historically, Western North Carolina, particularly Western North Carolina, is always, anything that occurs is always swept under the rug or treated like it's not significant. Yeah, we're a great time when it's fall and leaf season, but we're people too. We're so much more than a tourist attraction. It is so ridiculous.
So let's just tell it like it is. The U.S. government, our Congress, the White House, federal government, all the administrators, all the bureaucrats, they do not care. Period. They don't. They're heartless, soulless ghouls that will jump at any opportunity to send billions of dollars overseas to foreign countries. They will jump at every opportunity to give billions of dollars to illegal border crossers. And when there's actually American suffering, they can barely even lift a finger. And then they go down there and insult you and say, fill out some paperwork for us and we'll see if we can get you $750. $750. We're starving. We have no food. We have no water. We're stranded on roofs. We're stranded in houses that have been completely flooded. Some of our houses have been completely washed away. All we have is a foundation left. Some of us have children we can't feed, babies that can't get formula. And you're going to come down here and sit in front of a press gaggle and say, fill out some paperwork. We'll get you $750. Fill out some paperwork. I'm trying not to fucking drown, bitch. Fill out some paperwork. Hell, why don't you just fly helicopters over and just drop cash on their head? That'll do it. If our government wanted to, they could have military operations running 24/7 with hundreds of helicopters, and they could be rescuing hundreds, if not thousands, of people every day. And they could have FEMA emergency centers set up with all the food and water and formula and everything else they need, dozens of them, in every single state. in a nonstop operation. But why is that not going on? Because we'd rather take care of other countries. We'd rather send our military overseas, and we'd rather fund illegal immigrant invasions. So no, we don't have the military operations running to save the American people, because the United States military is no longer the United States military. It is now an occupied military. We have an occupied government. We have an occupied White House, Congress, federal government, you name it. Americans no longer run this country. And the response to Hurricane Helene compared to the response to Israel or Ukraine or any other foreign country or any other illegal immigrant that comes across our southern border tells the story about as good as it can. Yeah. Yeah, it pisses me off. Yeah, it pisses me off. And I think this is going to be a major wake-up call for a lot of Americans, folks, because this is my experience, is that you can't really get somebody to understand the true state of the country. You can't really get people to understand how corrupt and backwards things really are until they experience it for themselves, or until something like this happens for themselves. And it's like, then all of a sudden the cogs mesh and it's like, oh, wow, our government really is that bad. Oh, wow, our government really does hate us. Huh, this is strange. This doesn't make sense. This is one of those moments. And I'm not going to let them get away with it. They are not going to bury this. Stopping rescue efforts, confiscating aid funds, buying up entire hotels so that victims can't get in. Can't even get a massive operation. Why isn't there a military operation? Why isn't there a huge operation with hundreds or thousands of helicopters doing 24/7 rescues? Why not? We've got the money. We've got the equipment. We've got the people. Why isn't it happening? Because nobody in your government gives a damn. And if you, an American citizen, try to do it on your own dime and your own time, they come in and shut you down and threaten to arrest you. What more do you need to know? Now, before we go to the phone lines, as it looks like Trump is finishing up in Michigan now, this is a mother who lost her son in the flood. As the news anchor is choking back tears as she talks about her son's last moments before he was washed away.
You know, I'm so proud of my son, because in his last moments, he wasn't screaming for me. He was screaming, Jesus, Jesus, save me. Jesus, I hear you. Jesus, I'm calling upon you. And his wildest dreams and everything that he wanted to be was a superhero. And that was his goal in life. And instead, he's my hero, because he reached for something past flesh, past human, past anything that even grown adults, I think, would reach for. My son called out to the one God Almighty. And I think at that moment, he was rescued and he became my hero. And I think all of them carried me through that moment. I think that his biggest dreams, he was the smartest, bravest, hopeful, great friend, great son. I couldn't have asked for a better son. And he was so happy up until the very end when he was screaming for Jesus. And in that moment, I think he found joy.
You know, the innocence of children is actually quite spectacular. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it is. Marissa, being a mother too, Megan and Heather, I do, amidst the tragedy, your parents as well, Jessica included.
So, young North Carolina boy washed away in the flood. And let's give you one more juxtaposition before we go to these callers. Is that mother and her child's story all over the news? Are people using this tragedy to raise awareness and support and funding and efforts to help the people that have been victimized by this hurricane? No. Nope. But you know who did get to make the media rounds? You know who did get invited onto all the mainstream media? You know who the media did focus on 24/7? A Jewish girl who was a victim on an attack on Israel. And then they used her to gain your support to send billions of dollars to Israel, send weapons to Israel, and get support for Israel's war in the Middle East. Now, last I checked, I don't live in Israel. Last I checked, I live in the United States of America, and North Carolina is one of those states. And there are dozens, if not hundreds, of young children that got washed away, and of course now thousands that need help. But who's memorializing them? Who's telling their stories? Who's inviting them onto mainstream media networks to raise awareness and support and fundraise and make this a human interest story? No. But I bet you this, that was a little boy in Israel. Be all over the news, and they'd be sending a $2 billion care package. But because he's just a North Carolina boy, just a North Carolina family, just a good American and a Christian, no. No. Need I say more? I think I've said it all. Is that too much for you? That go a little too far for you? I don't think it goes far enough until the American people are finally taken care of and prioritized, or we as a collective decide it's time to stop this nonsense. And if the U.S. government isn't going to correct course itself, then we're done funding it. It is illegitimate. It is occupied. It is corrupted. We, the people, are done. We're done. What are you going to do? You're going to tell men who are trying to volunteer their time and their dime to fly their helicopters to rescue people, and you're going to tell them to stop? And you're going to tell them they're going to be arrested if they continue? You're the bad guy. You're the crook. You should go to jail. Get out of our way. We, the American people, want our country back. We want our future back. Get out of the way. Let's take some calls on this issue. We've got Kyle in North Carolina talking about the relief effort. Kyle, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Owen?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I went to school at App State. I have lots of friends in the all the counties, Watauga, Avery, Mitchell, Buncombe counties. And yeah, it's ridiculous up there that they're just not getting enough help from government officials. I'm taking a second load up tomorrow. Everybody I know that's been there from their families, they're all bringing stuff from churches, and people dropping off at breweries and picking stuff up, taking it to local churches because the government's just not doing it. And
yeah, I mean, if they were illegal immigrants, there'd be so many resources and funds that you wouldn't even need to help. But they're not. They're Americans, so you got to step in.
Oh yeah, you already know that. Yeah. But yeah, it's ridiculous. But if you do want a couple of places that I have verified that I've already been to, I can tell you a couple. It's up to you. No matter.
Are you talking about sources for relief?
Yeah. Actually, not money, just actual supplies.
Well, look, I just don't know what to respond when people are asking me how they can help.
No worries, yeah.
So I appreciate you if you can. I mean, maybe you can answer the question. For the people asking me how can they help, maybe you can answer.
Yeah, if you can, depends where you're at. I mean, if you're on, I mean, obviously you want to give your money to the right cause. I know Samaritan's Purse does have multiple units in the areas, and they are doing help. That's one person, one like big group that actually do know is helping. Other than that, if you find a local church up there that you have a family member or something, I would trust them. But other than that, literally they're like, government's telling people not to come. Don't come. Don't bring stuff. You're in the way. No. All the people that are my friends and they're still there, family, they're saying, no, get here. We need help. Bring chainsaws. Bring gas. Bring water. Bring food. Bring formula. And there's plenty of drop-off locations. Easy to search it. Most of them are churches. I'm right now in Clayton, North Carolina. There's a brewery called Deep River Brewery, and they're taking out donations. And there's trucks. There's people driving every day, picking up from there, driving up there. So, I mean, there's lots of good places to go.
What are you hearing about the rescue efforts as far as, do they know, like, certain locations where there are still a lot of people stranded? I mean, what do we know about some of these areas that are still kind of untouchable because they've been either completely flooded or the roads are blocked or completely destroyed or it's a mountain town? What do we know about that right now?
I can tell you about Green Mountain, which is about 30 minutes outside of Asheville. I've got multiple friends there. They were stranded with nothing for about 4 or 5 days. Then some of them hiked out, got people, and they're starting to build bridges themselves, not the government, to get back in there. And they have got an airdrop, not from the government, but from a private helicopters. And, like, that's most of them. I mean, there's probably there's a couple of Blackhawks, but not much. I mean, it's mainly, you know, regular people helping out people, getting donations for gas, loading up the helicopters, and going on doing it themselves. But, yeah, Avery County and Mitchell County, Banner Elk area, Linville, those places are devastated. And, like, you've probably seen Chimney Rock. It's gone. And I don't know if you've heard this talk, but I can't confirm this, but there's talks about the town meeting's talking about just bulldozing it all and not even getting all the people out of there and government taking it over. I don't know if that, I have not confirmed that yet. So if you can look into that, that'd be cool.
All right. We'll see if we can get any reports on that. I do have another caller who's talking about trying to help and getting turned away. Kyle, I really appreciate that. Thank you for calling. And let's go to Zach now in Tennessee, who's talking about trying to help and getting turned away. Zach, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Owen? Yeah, so I'm in Knoxville. We got lucky and weren't affected. But my brother and I decided we were going to head up to more eastern part of Tennessee, try to help out. And I mean, PEMA, which is like the Tennessee FEMA, apparently they're being like a lot more strict. And I mean, essentially just talking to a bunch of cars, just wanting the supplies like to get directly dropped off to them, and you know, which we held on to, but I mean, and they're saying that nobody needs to go up there. So I mean, it's just blatant. I mean, like you said, we have two hands. I mean, we're not rich or anything like that, but I mean, we were just going to go up, and I said we'll know what to do when we get up there. But I mean, just getting turned away. So, I mean, the word around here is just you got to try to stay away from FEMA and you got to try to help out and get it to a church. So we're
the approach from people that are on the ground trying to effort is avoid the government, avoid FEMA. They're going to get in the way or they're going to try to stop you or arrest you or take your stuff.
Completely. Because the way it's going is so essentially they're saying that they're going to hold on and disperse the supplies the way that it needs to be done, and also for future weather events. And it's like this is a once in a history thing. Like there's people that need it right now, you know. And I mean,
that's what's so amazing to me. I don't understand why there isn't a military operation of sorts with helicopters in the air 24/7. I do not understand it. I mean, people will still die from now and the weekend because they're just not getting help. They're stranded.
I have my own speculations on it. I think it has something to do with the lithium. I honest to God, I really do. You know, no matter what the outcome is, I think that's going to wind up being the outcome. I mean, I know we can't really prove that, you know, they guided this hurricane in, and I know that's where everybody will start saying conspiracy theorists and this, but we've known that they've had the technology since 1947. And I mean, so I don't know, man. It just adds up too much. And the way, and the previous caller mentioned the bulldozing, I saw the exact same thing. They're wanting to just go ahead and flatten it. And then ahead of this, they dropped off immigrants right before, 2 days before the storm. You're telling me the government didn't know that the storm was about to hit and they dropped a caravan off right there?
Yeah, and then eight of them got caught looting and were arrested. Zach, I appreciate that call. Let's squeeze one more in before the break. Let's go to Chase in North Carolina. Chase, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Just wanted to say thanks for always speaking for us. But the guy that I'm helping do some heavy equipment and tree removal, he's already been down to actually Spartanburg, South Carolina. He was welcomed last weekend for that. He tried to get into Avery County this week and was turned away basically because of red tape and the leadership in the county did not direct him on where to go and where he is needed. So he waited around all day Wednesday and had to make a decision, and we're actually not going to be able to get into Avery County, which is where the towns of Newland and Banner Elk are, to help, mainly because of the leadership in that county. Where we are going to be helping out at is in Ashe County, and the towns called West Jefferson and Jefferson and Lansing. I'm not sure exactly where we're going to land at, but we're going to be up there clearing roads and stuff. And I think the point I'm trying to make is we have a very corrupt government.
Well, but, I don't understand why the approach of Ron DeSantis isn't the approach of every politician and bureaucrat. We're going to get out of your way. We're going to get out of your way, and if we see you and you need help, we'll help you. But for the most part, we're getting out of your way.
Yep, and you're asking for what people can do. If you can drive a skid steer or drive a backhoe or whatever, get in touch with some of these cats that are trying to get up there with tractors. Put yourself out there on Facebook and some of these groups, the community groups, and ask, who can I help? And they will get in touch with you. But you have to have a skill. You have to be able to drive those things. The second thing you can do, if you don't live in the state, is I would highly recommend getting in touch with your state representatives, and especially if you have any type of government influence.
All right, I got a break here. Hold on.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, so here's the deal. I got attorney Mike Yoder joining me coming up shortly to talk about big election news with the legal battles that are continuing. I'm going to squeeze in a couple more hurricane calls right now. If you want to hold on the line, we will hold you over, and I will get you after my guest departs from the show, and we may squeeze in some other calls, but I just want to let the people on the line know that's the situation. So if you want to hold, you can hold. If you want to drop, whatever. We're going to take a couple more calls and go to our guest, and then we'll probably take a couple more after he leaves. But let's squeeze in a couple here if we can. Let's go to Josh in North Carolina. Josh, you're on the air. Go ahead. Josh, are we with you? I think we've lost Josh. So let's go to Zach in Tennessee. Zach, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Nice to talk to you. I was calling in another Zach from Tennessee, and I'm actually going to confirm kind of what he was telling on the show. It seems to be like Pima is turning people away at the scene. They did it to me. I luckily knew some locals in the area that are helping me get stuff in. I know there's citizens that are going on horseback. There are citizens that are walking in. I know for one instance in Irwin, there are people that are walking 5-10 miles trying to get into the areas. And there has been threats of arrest and things going on that just do not add up. So I don't really know. I'm going back this weekend. I got a truck full of stuff. I'm out in Middle Tennessee, but just trying to get resources into the area is becoming harder and harder, and it seems like FEMA and TEMA in particular are really just being a roadblock, and they're also pulling off teams that were there at the beginning at Ground Zero when it started, and some of these volunteer fire departments. They're pulling them off and telling them to stand down, so I don't really know what's going on.
Wow. Well, and now TEMA is having to address these accusations that they're taking some of these aid funds, and they're having to address that. FEMA hasn't said anything, but TEMA did come out and make a public statement saying there was confusion about it. So I don't know what's going on with that either. The whole thing, it just stinks. And the fact that now I think I've had 3 or 4 callers confirm that FEMA is getting in their way, not to mention Tim Kennedy, who's out there with boots on the ground assistance, and it's the government and FEMA that's getting in their way and stopping people from helping. And it's local officials that are saying, if you fly that helicopter, if you go deliver supplies, if you go rescue that woman off the roof, that you're going to get arrested. I mean, this is insane.
Right. And one other thing I heard from actually people that were working at FEMA was that they were talking about confiscating different supplies and materials from people. I know somebody brought down some stuff from Massachusetts in a U-Haul, and they may be divvying out some of it, but I think one of the person that was working there said that they may be saving some of it for what they're calling future disasters, and that maybe they don't have a big enough budget to cover for this disaster and maybe another hurricane in the future.
Well, they've got Hurricane Kirk, I guess, that they think could hit the United States. And so maybe that's an effort to keep some supplies in case that happens. Because, yeah, FEMA has come out and said, this is it. You know, if you can get your $750 from us, good luck. But after that, we have nothing left for you. But don't worry. You know, maybe these Americans should start identifying as non-citizens, illegal immigrants, asylum seekers, and then maybe they can get the funding that they need, the help that they need. That might be the strategy here. All right, Zach, thank you for the call. Josh, I got like 30 seconds before my guest. John in Florida, if you just want to speak quickly and we can hold you, but just go ahead.
Hey, Owen, what's up?
Yep, go ahead.
This is absolute bullish, dude. I'm in Florida, and I ran away from the hurricanes for Orlando. And then, you know, we come back, and Perry and all that is destroyed. And then I listen to you guys, and I can't believe it, dude.
Thing is shocking, and I think it's eye-opening for a lot of people. All right. If you're on the line, we can hold you over. I got a guest coming up. We got big election news. The legal battle continues with Mike Yoder. Don't go anywhere.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
It's time now, man!
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Yoder is putting in the work. And he's involved in a lot of different fights in the courts, actually, but specifically trying to stop the 2024 election from being stolen. And so he's got some updates on that. And Mike, also, you know, we got a 20-plus minute segment here. So if you want to talk about some of the other legal battles as well, you can kind of prioritize which direction you want to take this. But you sent me an update on one of your cases, specifically dealing with the voter rolls that people need to know about. And so why don't you give us an update on that first?
Yeah, so we initially filed suit. That was through our nonprofit, Citizen AG. I figured since we don't have a U.S. Attorney General, we would do the job for him. So that's why we founded the nonprofit, to pick up the fight where the government leaves it off. But the case we filed in Fulton County, immediately, obviously, the NAACP, the ACLU, Legal Defense Fund, Legal Defense Alliance, every, you know, acronym you can think of, all the organizations swarmed the case, and including Mark Elias, and tried to intervene. So we dismissed the lawsuit voluntarily to refile, because the whole basis is they're claiming we didn't include them. Or their concerns. So we said, okay, we're just going to amend the lawsuit and we'll add your concerns in. You don't have any business being here. This is between us and Fulton County. Stay out of it. So we're going to be refiling in Fulton County, but even bigger, we're going to be filing suit in a number of other states. I'm not going to say the specific date that we're going to be dropping the lawsuit, but it's going to be coming up in the very soon. There's a lot of relevant procedural deadlines that we have to work within. So we can't file suits too early. We can't file them too late. It has to be strategically planned out, but the suits are teed up and ready to go.
Now explain to people that haven't heard you on my show before. First of all, the legal group that you have, it's kind of like We the People's Attorneys General. And then kind of just get into the weeds of how these lawsuits are going to help us protect election integrity.
Yeah, so first I'll answer the question. I started Citizen AG as a nonprofit because we need an entity or an organization where people have their rights protected. It's not a partisan organization. It's nothing to do with politics, frankly. It just so happens that the rights being violated across the nation have been predominantly the violations committed by one side of the aisle. And the reason we founded this was because oftentimes, and so many times in private practice, I've came across people who had perfect fact patterns to uproot laws that could have nationwide change. For example, think about that Colorado case where it took one person to go to court, or Obergefell v. Hodges, one gay couple, now gay marriage is legalized nationwide. The implications of one case can be so massive. And when you get a fact pattern that you can use to change the landscape of the law, we can't lose that. But most of the time, people can't afford a lawyer. And freedom and justice should not be contingent on whether you can pay a lawyer. So I wanted to create a nonprofit that actually advocates and pushes our rights forward. We hear about legal defense funds. Well, it's time that we actually have a legal offense fund that actually moves the needle and furthers our rights, instead of always paying millions and millions of dollars to just get back what we're entitled to have from the day we're born. So that's why I started the organization.
Yeah, and it's very important work, because the way you put it, I think, is the best way. And you know, the truth is, too, on the right side of this, the conservative side of this, you know, the support is nowhere near what it is on the left, where they just have these massive groups that will fund any lawsuits, any lawyers, offense, defense. I mean, you name it, they do it. And so there's starting to be some more legal defense stuff for conservative people, right-wing people, Christian people. But now with this, we're going on the offense. It's kind of a proactive instead of a reactive situation. I think it's very key. So let's talk about the goal here when it comes to election integrity. Try to lay this out so American people can really understand what's going on.
Yeah, so there's a multitude of this, and it's a very complex topic, so I'm going to go step by step through it. The first thing is understanding what election fraud and voter fraud really is, how it happens. The vast majority of the voter fraud happens from people that are registered to vote, but they are inactive voters. The reason being, because you have active registered voters and inactive registered voters. The inactive registered voters are people who may have had a challenge to their residency filed or a voter roll challenge, which is what I was speaking about with the Fulton County lawsuits, where we identified hundreds of thousands of individuals that do not live in Georgia, let alone Fulton County. When these people get voter roll challenges filed against them and the county is informed that they don't live there, they don't just remove them. Because under the National Voter Registration Act, you can't remove them until after two federal election cycles pass. But the problem is, even if it's the state that identifies these ineligible voters, or even if it's through citizen filed challenges, after 4 years, so that's two federal election cycles, people forget about it. And the Secretary of State has the obligation to remove those ineligible voters from their rolls, but they never do. So you're looking at these rolls where you see 110%, there's more registered voters in a county or a state than residents or citizens of voting age in that state or county. That's because the Secretaries of State or whoever the chief election official is doesn't remove them. So on one end of it, we fought a lot of challenges to force people to be removed. The other end of the spectrum is that now we're forcing them to, or excuse me, we fought a lot of challenges forcing people to be taken from active to inactive. And now we're forcing the removal. Because when you have those names that are on the inactive roll, all it takes is the flip of a switch to declare someone active, have that person be a mule for a vote or a ballot to be cast, and then you just tabulate it, and then you just switch them back to being inactive again. That's where you're seeing all these votes flood in. That's why you see those spikes overnight in a massive amount of numbers immediately. You also see other types of fraud with digital stuff where they can flip the votes from, you know, Biden to Trump, Trump to Biden, or whatever it was in 2020, or just same thing with Newsom's recall election. But we have challenges that are going after inactive or ineligible voters that are still listed as active. B, we're going after the ineligible voters that should no longer be on the list. They should be completely removed. And C, there's another organization that has filed suit to block the Dominion machines because they don't meet the legal standards. They don't have the cryptonic encryption keys that are required for those machines to be even used. Yet Georgia alone, they're a contract of $85 million to use those machines in one election. So it just tells you how pervasive the landscape is. There's a lot of different moving parts to elections, and the law is extremely complicated because it changes. You have local county, you have municipal, you have statewide legislation, then you have federal law, and they change the goalposts. They move it around every single election cycle. So every 2 years, the laws change. And by the time that you actually figure out which way you can navigate through it, they change it again. So it's constantly just moving. The goalposts is constantly moving the ball, and it's extremely hard to track down and chase. So that's why we're going just straight for the removal.
Well, and of course, that's going to be the most effective way to do it. And that's why when I talk about this election being won or lost in the courts, I look at Georgia where the work has been done. We've had victory. I think Trump wins Georgia. We look at Virginia where the work has been done. We've had victory. They've removed them from the rolls. North Carolina, same story. Texas, Nevada. These are states now, I think, that go red because you've gotten rid of the illegal voters. Not just like you said, identified them, but removed them. And, you know, before we get into maybe some of your other lawsuits, if you would like, here's one thing I want to get your take on, where the Democrats are fighting in court in areas like Arizona that, okay, well, you've identified the ineligible voters, but it's too late. You can't remove them from the rolls. I mean, that in and of itself is just ridiculous. Like claiming that, oh, well, it's too close to the election for you to remove an illegal voter. What? That's the exact opposite of logic. So what are your thoughts on that?
So what they did is clever. It's almost hilarious to me that it's worked in any court, yet we still have federal judges that still don't understand this concept. Under the NVRA, the National Voter Registration Act, you're obligated, every state is obligated to maintain a general program for voter list maintenance and accuracy that must be completed no later than 90 days prior to a federal election. What they're twisting and contorting that to say is that within 90 days of a federal election, we cannot remove voters. So what that translates to is their argument is really saying we have broken the law so flagrantly and for so long that now that we're within the 90-day period towards the election, we're going to call it a quiet period and say federal law prohibits us from removing voters during the 90-day period, when in reality what the federal law says is that you have to remove the ineligible voters and you damn well better do it so far in advance that you don't even get close to the election because you got to remove them 90 days before the election starts. And they perverted it to say that it constitutes a prohibition against removing ineligible voters, even when it's people filing challenges saying, here is the hard evidence that this person doesn't live here. I have pictures of their grave sites. I have pictures of their obituaries and copies of that. I have public documents that show this person's dead and they won't remove them. Well, it's insanity that it's gone this far. And it's gone on for so long that the courts aren't even recognizing it. So that sort of takes me to the one thing I wanted to tell you about, which I haven't said this publicly yet. I haven't told anyone this publicly in any forum. I found the source of exactly where all these illegals are getting put on the voter rolls, and it's going to be made public very, very soon. And I'll tell you right now where it is. And it's an organization called the Electronic Registration Information Center. It's led by a guy named David Becker, who was involved in a scandal while he was a U.S. attorney. And he essentially contacted the city of Boston while he worked for the DOJ, and the DOJ sued Boston over voting rights, claiming that he would help them get out of it. He then worked for PFAW, the People for the American Way, a far-left organization. Then he went on to work for Pew. And with George Soros' money, he created an organization called the Electronic Registration Information Center, which is known as ERIC. And then ERIC contracts with the states to get your DMV records, all that sensitive data that nobody else can get that's protected under the Driver's Privacy Protection Act. That's where they're finding out the ineligible voters. That's where they're finding out who in the state isn't registered to vote. And their membership agreement prohibits you from disclosing to them who is or is not a citizen. So you send all the information to people that live there. Don't tell them if they're citizens or not. And they pump those names onto the voter rolls, and then they circulate it back, and then they give it to the other organization David Becker found, which is the Center for Election Innovation and Research, which is the recipient of all those Zucker bucks from back in 2020.
Well, and it's like, if I'm just looking at the constellation here, right, trying to figure out what's going on, makes sense, answer the big question. You've got the Democrats fighting in courts to have non-citizens vote. You have the Democrats fighting in courts to make sure that the citizenship question isn't even on the census so they can rig up the Electoral College numbers. You have Democrats, fighting multiple lawsuits in courts, like mail-in ballots, stopping voter ID, stopping signature verification. And then you've got the situation where the DNC is spending the majority of their money, the majority of their resources on voter data. And so you add all of this up and you're like, okay, well, here's how, if you wanted to cheat, here's where you would go. And if there's no signature verification, then we've got all the voter data. We know who doesn't vote. We know who's dead. We know who's ineligible. We've legally kept them on the ballots. Now we can send out a mail-in ballot, and it's just all, you know, it's just all processing, right? You just put it into a system and just process it out. So it's like, oh, there's plausible deniability. Like, oh, we didn't know. We just put it in the system, and then all the things go out. And then here comes election day, and ballots show up at 3 a.m, and multiple counties have more votes than voters. And it's just like, okay, bing, you've just solved the riddle. They do all these things to keep them on the rolls. They collect all the voter data so they know who's voting, who's not, who's alive, who's eligible, who's not. They mail out the ballots. They have their vote mules, put them in the boxes. They don't have voter signature verification. Bing, there it is.
And you don't even need the mail-in ballots either, because you don't need the tangible object. You just need someone who is on the number and just increases the tally. You just need to have that high level of registered voters, whether they're active or inactive. And if you want to know how bad it is, ERIC is an organization that David Becker founded. It has 3 employees. It works out of a virtual office. I have your calls. I have your emails. I know that you're giving your data away to your other organization. You just take your one hat off, put the other hat on, and CEIR got $70 million from Mark Zuckerberg that they then flipped and they sent to the various secretaries of state, starting with the states that were most in play, like Michigan. They gave it to states like Wisconsin. They gave it to states like Pennsylvania. And in Michigan, for example, they gave $11.9 million to the state of Michigan. And of that $11 million, or I guess $12 million, $9.7 was spent on a Democratic consulting firm, Waterfront Strategies. The other $2 million went to a Democratic consulting firm that was ran by Jill Alpert, the former director of the DNC. And here's where they screwed up. In 2020, and again, CEIR is a nonprofit, so they can't do anything that's partisan. Yet they claim that this was used for urgent voter education assistance. It wasn't, and I know that because when you are paying Democratic consultants with the money, which they gave to the state of Michigan, they gave them literally $12 million. It gets put into two Democratic high-powered political consulting firms. And those consulting firms, well, they disclosed that it was for media strategy and purchase. So you're laundering money from Zuckerberg through a nonprofit while you're supposed to be nonpartisan in violation of your 501c3 exempt status to then pay secretaries of state to hire left-wing guns to target voters and then reach out to them. And the whole thing was about, they even sent text messages. They don't have a list of anyone but Democrats to text. So they're figuring out who's ineligible at the same time that they're sending the messages, go vote, go vote, go vote. They're figuring out who has been registered but didn't vote yet. You got to go vote. You're registered. Go vote. And they solicit it. In Colorado, we just had this deputy secretary of state under oath in a case admit that a list that he received of voter rolls from Eric gave them a list of 50,000 names. 30,000 of those names that they were encouraged to solicit and register were illegal immigrants. We just saw it in Arizona, 120,000. You saw the error. Every time you see error, they should change it to say Eric, because that's the source. And I'm going for you guys. If you're listening, I'm sure David Becker's going to tune in, and I hope you do, because you're the source of these problems. That's why they want you coming across the borders. And I figured it out.
Yeah, and most people that have any deductive reasoning that are looking at this have figured it out, too. I mean, you know, you look at Elon Musk. I mean, he's all over this issue. You know, it's so obvious. It doesn't take a genius. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist like Elon Musk, but he's figured it out. He's hammering home this issue. And so
they're hammering him on speech, too.
Well, he's warning as well, and I think he's right. I agree. I've said it here. If Kamala Harris wins, if they pull off this fraud, they'll probably shut down X. They'll probably come for Rumble next. I mean, who knows, man? I'll probably see you in prison, you know?
Hey, I just sued Kamala, so
talk about that. That's a nice man. Put that up in a frame.
I just got Mark Zuckerberg served. He was trying to run away from me for a couple weeks, but I got the email from his lawyer today saying that he gives up. He's going to take the lawsuit on the chin. So I sued Meta. I sued Mark Zuckerberg. I sued Kamala Harris. And I sued Rob Flaherty, the former digital White House director, who was the censorship czar that was the shot caller in the White House under Biden, directing them to nuke every single person that spoke negatively about COVID, that said anything about election fraud or interference, suppression of the Hunter Biden story, that which we've seen 41% of people would have voted differently had they had known about that New York Post story that broke before the election. I sued them because it is unequivocal that when the government directs a private company to engage in action that is otherwise unconstitutional, if the government were engaging in it itself, and they pressure them, it's called the state action doctrine. You cannot coerce and pressure companies to do dirty work for you. There's four different tests for it, and three of the tests have never been used in this context. Mark Zuckerberg already admitted that he was pressured to run these things at Facebook. We already know that you have concerted action. They were meeting literally on a weekly basis. I have all your emails. When I filed that lawsuit, I included 47 different exhibits attached to it. It's an 88-page lawsuit and 389 pages total. They were working together. to silence Americans at the bequest and demand and force of the government because they didn't want the truth getting out. And that's why you're seeing the two wings of the same bird fly right now with Soros buying up 200 radio stations, all for the simple fact that he wants to just shove one narrative down your throat. And then this is the other wing of that bird, which is to silence anyone that speaks out like you, like Alex, like me, like a bunch of other Americans that are not going to sit down and just take their bullshit anymore. That's what's happening. Silence us, force feed the narrative they know Americans will overwhelmingly reject, and do it in the name of democracy. Well, I keep hearing, oh, our democracy. We don't have a democracy. It's a constitutional republic, first of all. So maybe if you actually read the Constitution, you'd realize that. But here we are with nothing but just abject communist cloaked in democratic cloth running for office again.
All right, we got 3 minutes left with you. Are there any other lawsuits? Do you want to talk about that? Do you want to talk about the lack of response to this hurricane, what you're hearing about it, or maybe your response to the vice president presidential debate, how you think that went in the last 3 minutes we have with you?
I think the last 3 minutes I want to just use to explain to people what is at stake here and just get people to understand something that first and foremost, you need to go and vote. I know you hear it all the time, but I'm telling you that for two reasons. How many millions of Americans have died fighting for us to have these rights to begin with? So if you don't think it's going to make a difference, I can understand and I respect that perspective. I can tell you why it will, but do it for the people that you owe it to that have given their ultimate sacrifice in their life for us to have a free country. Secondly, if you don't go vote in person and you're a registered voter, pretty likely your name's going to be used to vote for someone that you probably wouldn't want to vote for. So that's the other reason that's important to go vote in person. This country is worth saving. Every single state in this country is worth saving. Every single city in this country is worth saving. And people are they're just beaten down. They're defeated. That is literally the absolute just playbook of what Marx has done. It is the playbook. It is spelled out very clearly. That's how you destroy a nation, is when you just take out the spirit, the will of people to fight. And I am telling you, do not give in. Do not give up, because you have seen what happened in 4 years. Imagine when you get four more and it's on an accelerated path. You're seeing other 30 countries as of January 1st, 2025, requiring global citizenship. Do you not see the writing on the walls? It's not going away. And I get it that so many people are good people, so they can't conceptualize evil of this magnitude, but I'm telling you, it's real. I have been in the trenches. I've been in Washington. I've been fighting in the courts. I've done everything that I can to fight for these people. And I'm telling you right now, what we are facing is demonic. It is a spiritual battle. This is good and evil. It's not Democrat, Republican. It is about doing the right moral thing. And it is on the brink of us losing everything that we have. And if you won't fight for this, I don't know what you'll fight for. So please stay focused on what we have in our lives, because once we lose it, it is never coming back.
Very well said. Couldn't agree more. And I don't want to have Americans with intimate knowledge like you of the evil we face, intimate knowledge like me of the evil we face. I'd like for those numbers to not go up. I'd like for us to face it and deal with it and put it behind us instead of having, you know, the next wave of Americans that have to face this down and realize how bad it is. All right, you need to follow Mike Yoder. Follow him on X. Follow Citizen AG. Check out his website daily for updates there as well. Mike, thank you for your time and these updates today.
Appreciate it. I'll keep fighting until God calls me home or Hillary Clinton finds me.
I hope she doesn't find P. Diddy, or we may never find out more information about that. All right, Mike Yoder departs now. All right, I got so much other news to get to. I do have some Diddy news. We can get into that. 33 days, folks.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious, because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension. And
fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsored InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays on the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com. At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to cover some of this other news. I want to let you know you can still, it's not too late, you can still get entered to win the monster truck at thealexjonesstore.com, and there's new t-shirts coming daily. They just had a Halloween-themed T-shirt, as we are now in October. And they just had a Halloween-themed T-shirt. I was going to be a Democrat for Halloween, but I couldn't fit my head up my ass. So, you know, wear that around town. Trigger a few liberals. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. And remember, with your purchases of the T-shirts, the hats, everything else, the decals, you are entered into the Monster Truck Raffle. Now, where should I go? I want to try to just pile drive through some of this news. Five revelations from Jack Smith's big filing in Donald Trump January 6th case. Now, look, there's nothing really new here. It's just the follow-up with Judge Tanya Chutkan and Jack Smith, and they've just released some of these files where Trump has already won at the Supreme Court and gotten immunity, and so Jack Smith just says, nope, that doesn't apply here. So the whole thing is obviously corrupted and illegitimate. And it seems, I mean, I don't know if Mike Pence is quote-unquote cooperating here, but it's like the whole thing is about Pence, it seems like. Trump showed disregard for Pence's safety. Who stood down the National Guard? Oh, yeah, that was the Democrats. That was the Democrats in D.C. and that ran the House. Trump's knowledge of false election claims? Oh, he knew that what he was saying was fake. Well, it actually turned out he was right. They don't include that in there, though, conveniently, of course. They have all these conversations now between Pence and Trump that are in these documents. Chaos at the polls, which is a real thing. They're acting like it wasn't. They go after Ronna McDaniel as well. How, Trump is asking her to fight and she wouldn't. And that tells you a lot. So it's a nothing burger, except it's just they want it back in the headlines. And really, it's Jack Smith saying, I don't care about the Supreme Court. I don't care that they said he has immunity. I'm just saying that doesn't apply here. And so, I mean, Trump will I don't know. The whole thing, the justice system is so corrupted that it's, you know, if there's a Democrat involved in any of the process, there is no justice. That's the truth. If there's a Democrat, if there's a leftist or a liberal or a progressive involved in the justice process, there is no justice. You're screwed. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, there's a great candidate right now. Oh, and by the way, they're attacking Vance because he said Trump won in 2020. I mean, really, he didn't say that. He said that there were a lot of problems that need to be reviewed that he looked at. But they're saying, oh, look at J.D. Vance says, yes, Trump won in 2020. And so they're attacking him with that. Yeah, I wish Vance would have said it, but he had his own approach to the debate. He did well, so that's fine. I'm not the one that's the vice president candidate. He is, so he handled it how he wanted to. He did well. And then they put that fake image of him at the top of Drudge, and it's just a joke. And I don't even think we ended up – I think I forgot to put it in the show notes yesterday to upload the 25-minute compilation of the Democrats denying election results. But, oh, no, it's the Republicans. But then anybody that looks – deeply at the story, you see that, yeah, there were shenanigans in that election, and yeah, Trump probably won. They cheated. They stole it. I mean, even just the movie 2000 Mules will convince you, not to mention everything else that we could sit here and cover. But let me get back to this. There is a great candidate. Look, there is a chance, folks. There is a chance, and I know it's not going to be an easy shot, but there is a chance that we can take back the Senate and the House and the White House from the Democrats. And you don't just have these squish Republicans now, the attitude, if you will, of a Republican in leadership is a bit different than it has been in the past. And it's still taking a little time to catch up and get to where it needs to be as far as effectiveness is concerned, but it's getting there. And there's one great one, and that's Hung Cao in Virginia, who's running against Tim Kaine, and he had an incredible debate performance. This is the type of guy we need in the Senate to help Republicans take it back. It's stuff like this. And so let's just play a couple of these clips. First, he comments on mass deportations, and then we'll follow it up with him talking about how, because he's a veteran himself, how the Navy is using drag queens to recruit people, but the type of people we really need. So, guys, just roll 7 and 8 back-to-back for me.
Mr. Cao, you've supported removing undocumented immigrants who have committed violent crime. Do you support mass deportation of all undocumented immigrants? You have 60 seconds.
Immigration is very near and dear to my heart. When Vietnam fell, we had nowhere to go, and America had brought us in. And my parents waited in line for 7 years, we all did, for 7 years to get our citizenship. The last thing that my dad had hang over his bed when he passed away 2 years ago was his naturalization certificate. I love this country so much that I wrote a blank check up to including my life to defend it for 25 years in Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, and other parts of the world. So here's my thing to anybody who wants to come here. Don't ask for the American dream if you're not willing to obey American laws and embrace the American culture, because I did. And so that's the number one criteria coming in this country. If you come here illegally, then you need to leave, especially if you're a violent crime person. We just found out last week there are 13,000 convicted murderers and 16,000 convicted rapists that came across under their watch. That's unacceptable. We need to protect Americans every single day, and that's what I did.
Thank you, Mr. Kyle. But the question, do you support mass deportation of all documented immigrants? That was the question asked. You have 30 seconds to respond.
If you came here illegally, you're basically screwing up the whole system. There's people that are waiting in line, like my family, for 7 years for their naturalization papers. And so you can't jump the line. I mean, if you go to Costco and you jump the line, what do you think is going to happen? You know, and so that's the thing. You can't come here and expect the American dream if you're not willing to obey the American laws and embrace the American culture. That's what I did. When you're using a drag queen to recruit for the Navy, that's not the people we want. What we need is alpha males and alpha females who are going to rip out their own guts, eat them, and ask for seconds. Those are young men and women that are going to win wars.
Please, audience, please.
Yeah, this guy, Kyle, in Virginia, is so strong and doesn't pull any punches and kept getting standing ovations from the audience that the moderators had to continue to tell him to calm down. I mean, imagine, folks, this is the kind of change I'm talking about. Tim Kaine, who was Hillary Clinton's VP loser, I mean, just a total creep, Democrat shill, corrupt politician, versus Hung Cao. I mean, just that right there. It's like, that's the type of change we can see. That's the kind of change we're facing in 33 days here. And there is a potential for massive victory. Massive victory. And this is all over the news. The crew keeps putting it on the screen here. It broke after I went on air. But America First Legal gets a lawsuit. Success, and they find out with the data that 1.7 million national security threats have entered the country under the Biden-Harris open border. And, I mean, look, you can kind of look at this data and put it however you want. How about I put it like this, though? How about 15 million national security threats have entered the country under the Biden-Harris open border? How about that? How about 15 million? So they're just saying people with charges or on watch lists or terrorists, known entities, whatever, and they're saying it's 1.7 million. So, yeah, I mean, that's shocking. That's a known entity of a threat. How about all 15 million of them are a threat? How about that? Why stop there? Why stop there? The governor of North Carolina won't even send the troops that are ready to go. North Carolina's Democrat Governor Roy Cooper still hasn't deployed 1,000 troops approved to assist in Hurricane Helene recovery. Now, I will tell you that a lot of the people that are being held off like this in situations like this, a lot of the good men and women in uniform that are trying to help and being held back by the Biden-Harris administration, they have been tuning into this show, and the guest we had on yesterday, who has sources that they're communicating with but are afraid to go on record because they'll lose their job and suffer the consequences of calling out this corrupt administration, apparently they're about to be greenlit to go start helping is what they're being told. Now, they've been sitting on the sidelines for a week. They're very frustrated, and they've been listening to this show, and they're very appreciative of our coverage, and they're waiting for full confirmation. But the story goes like this. Public pressure is effective, ladies and gentlemen. Public pressure is effective. And this has been such a disastrous response. If it wasn't for the independent media, if it wasn't for the whistleblowers coming forward with this information to the free press, it's likely that these troops who were never being sent in to help would not be getting the green light coming up today. Hopefully, that's what they're being told. When it's confirmed, I'll let you know for sure. But that's where we're at. Public pressure works. There is effectiveness here. That's why they want it shut down. That's why they want it shut down. What might the October surprise be when it's all said and done? Well, you could see a spike in oil prices. They're talking about that now. $100 oil could be the October surprise that nobody wanted. Oil prices spike as Biden confirms discussions with Israel about targeting Iran oil facilities. So this thing just keeps getting worse. Just all these disasters right at the end of their administration. But, you know, they don't take any of the blame. And the media protects them from any of the blame, too. But, you know, if it's Trump. In fact, Trump's not even the president, they blame him. Trump could be on the golf course eating a hot dog, talking about how much he loves pine trees. And they'd blame Donald Trump for all their problems. That's what goes on. But when it's an absolute disaster and Biden is just a complete non-entity anymore, he's just given up after the coup, they just don't even talk about it. And they'll blame Trump anyway. So, but it's really bad. This is an anti-Trump impeachment witness. This was a guy who was part of the team to try to impeach Trump. Very anti-Trump. MSNBC invites him onto the show, and things do not go the way they wanted in clip six.
A no for you after that. Why was it important for you to say no more Trump because of his January 6th conduct? And do you stand by that?
No, I don't stand by it. And I'll tell you why. I've now lived 4 years under the Biden-Harris policies. And I have to say that those policies are not only becoming an existential threat to our country's way of life, but to our allies as well.
So when you
and it
this
has
is,
to
this is no
so
no,
Ambassador,
me, no
this is, I'll let you finish
Ari,
but
no,
this is
I want
so
to
striking. You said it was a no for me after that January 6th.
I did.
And here we are right now.
I did.
And you're saying it's a yes for you.
It is a yes for me. It is an absolute yes for me. That is how badly the Biden-Harris team have prosecuted their job.
But the whole point you seem to be making was that January 6th and that kind of attack on democracy is bigger than any
but
policy.
I am seeing so many attacks on democracy that eclipse January 6th.
So I want to ask Sarah, if
you
we
want
all
to ask
are,
me what those are, I'm happy.
Do you see Peter Navarro's grin, by the way, sitting next to him? You know, a political prisoner of the Biden administration, Ari Melber, like foaming at the mouth. He was so ticked off. He thought he was going to get the panel to probably gang up on Navarro. And it went wrong when Gordon Sondland basically said, no, I am going to support Trump. You guys are worse than him. And there's all kinds of clips like this, by the way. I mean, I don't want to sit here and play man on the street videos 24/7, but it's like, these are some of the hottest videos again, and they usually get hotter right around the election cycle. And it's people, it's women, and they're like, yeah, I don't really like Trump at all, but I'm definitely going to vote for him. There was a CBS poll that came out last month. The crew can probably find it. It was a likability poll, and it was like 25% or 30% or something percent of people that said they don't like Trump would still vote for him. 0% of people that said they didn't like Kamala Harris said they would vote for her. 0%. So, yeah, people might not like Trump, but they like living in a country that has competent leadership. People might not like Trump, but they like living in an economy that isn't crushing them. People might not like Trump, but they like having a border that doesn't let in 1.7 million known national threats. That was a devastating poll for them. I pulling their hair out behind the scenes. So it's like if Trump has a problem with a likability factor, you know Kamala Harris does too. Her problem is the people that don't like her won't vote for her. People that don't like Donald Trump will vote for him. And that number is only going to go up. That number is only going to go up, especially after this hurricane disaster that Biden has been a no-show on and Harris just shows up for a photo op and leaves. And says you can have $750 if you fill out the right paperwork. These people, paperwork? They can't even find their house. Paperwork. It's a joke. Speaking of political persecution, and we had this lady on the show It's unbelievable. This is going to be chilling, what we're going to play for you, by the way. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters sentenced to 9 years in prison. Gold Star mother. She is 68 years old. And as she has told the story, she was doing her job as the election clerk. When a request is made for data, she has to give it. I mean, imagine that. You're the election clerk, and they say, hey, we need this data. We need this electronic data. And it's your job to do it. You say, nope, you can't do it. Wouldn't that be what would be considered criminal? Instead, she gives the data over, and then she's considered the criminal. This is scary, though. This is the judge. Man, this is tough for me only because I've literally been in situations like this, folks. And it's one of the most hopeless, helpless, empty feelings that you can ever have. Sitting in a courtroom where it's supposed to be justice and knowing that there is no justice and the whole thing is actually weighted against you. And all the corners are weighted against you and fighting against you. It's really one of the scariest things you can ever imagine. I think I'd rather be dropped into a pool of sharks and alligators that haven't been fed in weeks than sit in a courtroom where everybody in that room is against you and you know justice is not in play, but punishing you is for your political beliefs. It's the scariest thing you can ever go through when it comes to political corruption. So listen to this judge. After the sentencing, this is the judge addressing Tina Peters in clip 11.
You have no qualms with violating the court's orders because you're innocent, because you didn't do anything wrong. You were just doing your job. You have no problem trying to kick an officer. Your explanation about what happened is preposterous. It's on video. You have no problem lying to officers. It's happened multiple times. They're recorded conversations. It's just more lies. No objective person believes them. No, at the end of the day, you cared about the Jets, the podcast, and the people fawning over you. You abdicated your position as a servant to the Constitution, and you chose you over all else. Yes, you are a charlatan, and you cannot help but lie as easy it is for you to breathe. You betrayed your oath for no one other than you. And this is what makes Ms. Peters such a danger to our community. It's the position she held that has provided her the pulpit from which she can preach these lies. The undermining of our democratic process, the undermining of the belief and confidence in our election systems. It's not about questioning it. No one says you can't question, you can't ask. It's completely different. And if you don't understand that distinction, then there's nothing I can say or do here today that will change your mind. So the damage that is caused and continue to be caused is just as bad, if not worse, than the physical violence that this court sees on an all too regular basis. And it's particularly damaging when those words come from someone who holds a position of influence like you. Every effort to undermine the integrity of our elections and public's trust in our institutions has been made by you. You've done it from that lectern the voting public provided you with. Everything you've done has been done to retain control, influence. The damage is immeasurable. And every time it gets refuted, every time it's shown to be false, just another tale is weaved. So I'll begin by saying I've considered all of those purposes of staying of an execution of a sentence. I've mentioned all of them here generally in my comments already, and I find that a stay of any sentence I impose would be wholly unwarranted. All cases have a possibility of reversal on appeal, no doubt. I'm at peace with all the decisions I've made here.
All right. I don't want to play the entire clip, but I think you get the gist of it there. And, you know, she's been on probation, house arrest. She's had an ankle monitor. Now they're trying to put this grandma, Gold Star mother, in prison for 9 years at 68 years old. It's just, I'm telling you, folks, I do not wish it upon anybody. I would sooner jump in a tank of sharks and alligators than sit in a courtroom on trial where everybody is against you and the government and the power and the weight of it is weaponized against you. And any thought of justice is never even in the equation. It's the scariest political thing you can ever experience. Get a little taste of it there. I don't wish it on anybody. And it has to stop. We cannot allow this in the United States of America. Cannot happen. We got more. Would you like more? Let's tell the full story. In fact, I've gone long here, and I've got Jesse Lee Peterson coming up, so I'll have to put this off. But there's more political persecution coming. But let's just listen to Tim Walz quickly trying to explain away his lies about his visit to Tiananmen Square here in clip 13.
Look, I have my dates wrong. I was in Hong Kong in China in 1989. That move from Hong Kong into China, it was profound for me. That was the summer of democracy. I said it's where
summer
I understood
of democracy.
How sacred democracy was. It's what encouraged me about 15 back and forth with my students, taking them to China to understand both
who's paying for that?
The culture, but also to teach Chinese students about democracy.
Oh, I'm sure they allowed
the
that.
First group of high school students. There weren't a lot of times that there were high school teachers in there that you could teach in a Chinese.
Yeah, who paid
high
for those
school.
Trips?
And so,
all right, I'm not sure what is worse. He obviously is lying, and he always does this thing where he says, "Oh, I just misspoke." Well, you're a bumbling idiot then. So why should you be in any position of power, one heartbeat away from the president's desk, when you're a bumbling idiot that misspeaks about everything, that misspeaks about things that you should never misspeak about? It's like it's a pretty serious event, Tiananmen Square, pretty serious thing, military service, pretty serious thing in combat zones. Oh, he just misspeaks about these things. Oh, I just misspoke. Oh, I just got something wrong. No, you're a bumbling idiot. You're a liar. But I don't know what's worse. He lies about being in Tiananmen Square, and then he tries to cover it up. Oh, I just got my dates wrong. Does he know anything about history? Then he says, by the way, who's funding all these trips to China where he's taking students and apparently teaching about democracy? Bull crap. He's indoctrinating him into communism. He says it was the summer of democracy. What happened after the Tiananmen Square tank man was taken out? What happened? There was a slaughter. Summer of democracy. I guess Democrats believe that killing their opposition is democracy. So at least I guess he was being honest.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars. BrainForceStore.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, this Puff Daddy Sean Combs case is getting a lot more headlines, attention, allegations, conspiracy theories. It's getting crazy, folks. Sean Diddy Combs hit with a wave of 120 new sexual assault allegations. Okay. Sex tape allegedly showing Diddy with more famous A-list celebs being shopped around, according to a lawyer for one of the accusers. Diddy accused of abusing 9-year-old boy and spiking drinks with horse tranquilizers as 120 victims come forward with shocking claims. And now people are going back and finding old videos and old photos, and it all looks bad, to say the least. Wendy Williams breaks silence on Diddy's sex trafficking investigation years after she was criticized for speaking out against the disgraced rapper. Says it's about time. It's about time he was investigated. And there's a lot of other connections, allegations, and things being thrown around as the intensity of this case grips the nation. But here's Wo Vicky, who got famous at a young age. They tried to indoctrinate her into all of this. She ended up turning against it, and now she supports Trump publicly, telling you what it's really like behind the scenes at some of these parties in clip 20.
If you're in the industry, The devil, they, like Illuminati, all that shit, they try to get you. Especially when you got a big influence, you're around it. They try to get anybody, but you just gotta be smart and have discernment and have God's favor over you. Cause if you don't got that and you in Cali, you gonna get sucked in, for sure.
What are some of the ways they do try to get to a person of that magnitude?
Let me tell you, what they do is, they invite you to these parties, these house parties, and then they be like, oh, Woot the Woot gonna be there, like your favorite rapper, the big ass person, and Woot the Woot gonna be there. Oh, before you get in, you gotta give us your phones and all this shit. And then they might do some gay shit to somebody, and then try to like and record it and tell them, oh, if you expose us, we gonna post it everywhere. And I know that from word of ear, but I know they do a lot of crazy in these house parties. And also, what I was about to say. Oh, okay. Let me tell you an experience I went through personally. So I was with some friends in LA, and it was this big influencer party. Should I say a name? It was Bella Thorne party. So I got invited from some other friends. It was on Halloween. I already don't celebrate Halloween. That's the devil's day. But I happened to be with them, and they was going. I was like, okay, let's go. So it already was a lot of signs. The party said you have to be half naked. I'm like, first of all, I ain't going half naked nowhere. Second of all, it was like a lot of signs that was adding up that night. Like the same night on Hollywood Boulevard, the party was off Hollywood Boulevard, some guy got shot and killed on Hollywood Boulevard, so the whole street was shut down. So that was another sign. So then we get to the party. You know, this is the beginning of all this COVID stuff. So we get up there. They tell me, oh, yeah, you can't bring your phone in. I'm like, first of all, who ain't bringing their phone in? I'm bringing my phone in. I don't give a fuck who you is. It could have been Kim Kardashian, and I'm bringing my phone. And then you got to sign some papers. What am I signing some shit for to get into a party? Like, what? Like, I'm from Atlanta. We don't do shit like that. And then this is where it really threw me off. They said they had to prick your blood to get in. I said, oh, no, I'm good. Everyone else went, I called my Uber and left. Like, that's the shit where I think they be trying to get you. And, like, if it's like, you got to think about it. People move to L.A. for a dream. They chasing money, fame, clout, whatever. So, you got to think about it. Somebody, a young girl that's trying to get on, that just moved out there, she gone, oh, hell yeah, Bella Thorne, and you don't know who else in there, like, connections. Me, I'm good.
I've been
like,
telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now, listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing T-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
The great Jesse Lee Peterson is joining me now. I want to get his take on the disaster relief efforts, or really lack thereof. I want to get his take on where we're at right now heading into the election, what he thought about the vice presidential debate the other night, and anything else Jesse Lee Peterson wants to talk about. So, JLP Talks is the show, the JLP show, jlptalk.com. Follow him on X as well. All right, Jesse, we got 33 days, really 32 days and some odd hours until the election day. What are your feelings? What are your thoughts right now?
I'm feeling amazing about it. Of course, we don't know what's going to happen until it happens, but I believe that Donald Trump will win. This is a time that if ever we needed Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, we need them now. And I just have this feeling that it will happen in spite of the attempts from the Democratic Party and the rightos and Never Trump people who are working to keep him out. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think that we have another chance to kind of make America function again, which I believe that Donald Trump will win. So I'm feeling good about it, though I see the attempts to prevent that from happening.
Jesse, I'm seeing a lot of outrage, and rightfully so. And I say this to people all the time. People have to go through their own experience, their own awakening experience, kind of their own renaissance. It was the same for me to understand how corrupt things really are, to understand how bad things really are. I think that the situation with the Hurricane Helene really just being ignored, that disaster being ignored by the Biden-Harris administration, and then the government trying to shut down the efforts to help those in need. It's starting to the tide is starting to change on that now because of public pressure. But it's too late. It's too late for the Democrat leadership. It's too late for the Biden-Harris administration. They've blown this badly, and the people there are fuming. And I think if the Democrats thought they were going to win North Carolina, you can forget about that now. That deal is done after this. What are your thoughts on how they've just basically ignored those people? And then really, too, the mainstream media covering for them. You know, if Trump was in office, it'd be the top story how Trump, they'd call it Hurricane Trump, and everything would be Trump's fault.
Well, the one thing that is clear to me, and I believe most of American voters, is that this administration should care 2 cents for the people. They do not care one iota for the American citizens, and they have been proving that for the last 4 years. I remember when we were complaining that the border is wide open, illegal aliens are coming in, they are bringing crime and drugs and being spread around our country. The Biden and Harris administration did nothing about that. But yet they sent money over to Ukraine. Every time we looked around, they were voting to send more money to Ukraine. And we were like, why not shut the borders down? And then they brought those people over to New York and other places, and they put them up in hotels, 4- and 5-star hotels. And then they fed them free food, free phone, free everything. And the people were like, well, what about American first? Put American first. They did nothing. And yet they spent the money on the illegal aliens, and they sent more money over to Ukraine. And then I remember when Black Lives Matter committed a restoration upon America, in that they tried to destroy this country. They brought in violence and crime, and they tore down statues. They did nothing about that. They call it a peaceful protest. They did nothing about that. And I remember when the people were fighting about, hey, cost prices are going up. Gas prices are through the roof. They did nothing about that. It was like daddy got married to somebody else and left his family and went and took care of someone else's family. They don't care about America. They want us angry. They want us frustrated. They want us fighting amongst ourselves, because when people are angry and they overreact to a situation, they can control you. They want a civil war so that they can take away all our weapons, lock us up, and throw away the key. The only thing that this administration care about, and the right-o Republican, is themselves. They care about money and power. So-called power, and you can't get that unless you control the people or the person, and they don't care about us. And I think that everybody sees that now, even though some dumb people still voted for the Democratic Party because they're blind and can't see. But and the liberal media knows that too. They're working one with the right-o Republicans and the Democratic Party to get control over the people, and that's why I tell people, there is never, ever, but never, ever a time to be angry. There is something called righteous anger, but that's not, it's not emotional. It doesn't cause you to overreact. You are able to see the action to take and do it, but you never overreact. This administration wants us angry. That's why they're constantly trying to frustrate us, because the moment you get angry, you're going to carry out the wrong act. And they're going to lock you up. They're going to take away your freedom. And that's what they want. You got to stay away from the anger. Anger is not of God. We must stay calm so that we can see the right thing to do. And the right thing to do right now, come November, is to vote these people out by voting in Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, and let them work for us and not against us, to bring back jobs, to bring back the police. That's why they defunded the police. They wanted us afraid. They want us living in fear. They even told the criminals, okay, we're going to defund the police, and we're going to let the criminals out of jail, no more bail bonds, and you can steal up to $1,000 worth of merchandise from stores, and we're not going to do anything about that. And if you, the good citizens, complain about it, we're going to lock you up. We're going to accuse you of being racist. We're going to accuse you of hating this. They want us frustrated. That's why they're doing it. They want to control you. You must stay calm in all situations, personal lives as well as public lives. Other than that, you will be enslaved. We got to drop the anger. You got to let it go.
You know, you and I actually talked about that on your radio show last week.
It was amazing discussion, by the way, man. Thank you.
I know. I still need to get those clips up on my X. I've been so busy, but I'm going to eventually put those up. It was a really good conversation about that. And I mean, look, I have a couple epic rants every now and then on the show. But I want to kind of go back to what you were just saying, because I look at this, and yeah, I do get angry. I'm not about to go, you know, do anything stupid, obviously. But yeah, when I see FEMA coming out, when I see the federal government coming out and saying, sorry, we have no money for Americans, But they've spent $1 billion, more than $1 billion, on foreign citizens in the last 4 years. And they've spent $15 billion on foreign countries just last week. Just last week, $15 billion for foreign countries. And then they're going to come out and say, we have no money for the American people. Yeah, I get a little fired up about that. But here's where I kind of present it to you, going back to what you just talked about. When we watched, and the left does this all the time, they're probably about due for another riot season.
Yeah.
If they go out and riot, let's say, you know, use the Floyd riots as the examples, and we can sit here and talk about the details, a guy who committed a crime and resisted arrest and was overdosed on drugs. But either way, let's even say it was what the left pretends it is, and it was an instance of police brutality. I'll even just for the sake of this argument say, okay, let's even say it was a single instance of police brutality here. Still, they go out and riot for months. They burn cities to the ground, and they're celebrated for this. And they loot, and they kill people, and people end up in the hospital, and they attack police officers. People get shot, run over cars. All this craziness. They go out, right, and it's celebrated, Jesse. It's celebrated, and it's supported by the Democrats. But, oh, my gosh, can you imagine? Let's just say if Americans, not even a political aisle associated with this, let's just say Americans decided, you know what? You just sent $15 billion to foreign countries, and you told the American people you have nothing for them after Hurricane Helene. Maybe we're going to riot over that. Maybe we're going to go out in the streets and riot and burn, and we're going to riot over the fact our government just gave us the middle finger while they gave foreign countries $15 billion. How do you think that would be received by the media?
We would be the worst people on earth. They would accuse us of being racist. They would say that they're afraid of us, that we're violent, we need to be locked up. And that's what they want. They would make it, they would blow it out of the water. And it would be exactly what they want so that they could get more control. You got to realize, and if you haven't already realized, is that the human heart is wicked. In human beings' heart, there is no love. That's why we must be born again of the heart. Salvation is of the heart. We need a brand new heart. And that's not going to happen until each human being can admit that they're wrong. You're wrong for being angry. You're wrong for judging. And then God will switch the heart. We have a government now and a media that is evil at heart. They don't love anyone. They don't even care about themselves. They don't care about Black Lives Matter or anyone else. Ego, which is of the devil and is evil, is all about self. And these people only care about money and power. That's all they care about. And if it means destroying us, they will do it and they will feel nothing about it. Because in the human heart that is anger, there is no love. It's all about self. And we have a big government now that we have allowed to get out of control. We should have never developed a big government. We need a small government that will work for us to build the roads, to keep the military strong, to protect us from foreign and domestic enemies, to make sure that, you know, the roads are built. We don't need a government to tell us how to live, where to live, what we should wear, how we should act, how we should treat someone. They're not God. We got a government now that is out of control because they're evil. And this government is evil. They don't care about us at all. And what's so unfortunate about it, if I can use that word, is that the voters, because their hearts are angry as well, they can't see. Can you imagine? These people vote in the same people that bring them misery. It's like getting married and staying with a wife that all she ever does is fight with you and cuss you out and destroy your children. Or a wife with a husband that gets up every morning and beat her up. She stays with him because her heart is angry, and her mind tells her that one day it's going to be better. One day he's going to stop or she's going to stop. It doesn't stop. This government is not going to stop doing what it's doing to us until we vote them out and say no more. We got to become American again, united as one, and say no to this government and start bringing the government down, meaning making it smaller instead of a big. We don't need a big government. These people are in this for power and money. That's why they can lie to us. They will get on Kamala Harris. There is not one reason for any human being in America to vote for Kamala Harris. Not one. And everybody knows it. But she goes on TV and she's that little guy that runs with her. And they just lie to you. They look right in the camera and tell you lies. And they expect you to believe it. And some people do. They still vote for her because they can't see. They need a brand new heart. They need love and not hate. We got to bring love back into America. And love comes through human beings. And our government don't have it. The Christians, a whole lot of Christians don't have it. We got to come back to that, man. We're losing our way. We need God to guide us. And he's not going to do it unless you repent of an evil heart. Our government has an evil heart, and so do the voters. Not all, but most.
Well, I'll tell you what, in that nature and the subject of discussion, then I'll give you maybe the toughest challenge, probably the toughest challenge of your day, maybe even of your life here, Jesse. Are you ready for this?
I am ready.
I want you to say something nice about Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris?
I stumped him. I've stumped him. The legendary JLP talks is silent.
I'm stunned right now. Kamala Harris can be born again of God if she admit that her heart is wicked and she's all about herself and no one else. She has no love for her husband, his children, America. It doesn't matter the race. She has no love. She's an empty shell that is filled with anger, filled with hatred.
That's your nice thing to say. All right, I guess we'll take it. I guess that's...
I can't think of anything else to say about her. Really.
Oh,
because
boy.
She's so wicked. She's so evil. And she's evil. What can you say about evil except that they need to apologize for being evil and be born again? I can't find anything, man.
No, she really is bad. Can you imagine 4 years of her? And, oh, my gosh. I think I'd never want to be deaf, but maybe if I had to listen to Kamala Harris for 4 years, I might wish for deafness.
And you will. By the time she's done, every American will be wishing for that because I thought Joe Biden was bad in his old age. But she almost made Joe Biden look like he knows what he's doing. He doesn't. But she almost made him look like he does. I don't know how this happened. Well, I do know. How did this happen to America that we end up with the possibility or the idea that Kamala Harris could be the president of the United States? How did that happen?
You can't even believe it.
It just doesn't compute.
Well, it's the clown world, and that's what you
it
get.
It really is.
And you know, because I look at it, it's kind of like a big humiliation ritual, actually. It's like a giant humiliation ritual of the country to put the least qualified, horrific candidate ticket we've ever seen out there and glorify it and put it on this pedestal when it's by far the worst. You know, it's kind of a joke theory, but yet it's obviously true. It's like Barack Obama said, okay, I need to pick a vice president that's clearly dumber than I am. So he picks Joe Biden. And then Joe Biden says, I need to pick a vice president that's clearly dumber than me to make me look good. So he picks Kamala Harris. So now you're really low on the totem pole. And then Kamala Harris is like, well, I need to pick somebody who makes me look good. I need to pick somebody really dumb and goofy. I'm going to go with Tim Walz. So now we're like at the bottom of the barrel. I mean, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel to get a guy like Tim Walz. I mean, this guy is a disaster. Tibber, that's what I call him.
I know, man. When he was doing that debate the other night with J.D. Vance, and he was like,
"That's pretty good, actually."
I'm like, "What's wrong with this guy?" I thought, and I don't know about his medical situation or nothing like that, but I thought he had
Asperger's. There's something wrong.
I bet this guy has Asperger or something. What is going on? I've never seen anything like that. That doesn't even make sense.
He's like the diversity guy. You know, they bring in somebody that has, you know, a mental illness, like a mental retardation thing.
Well, they just brought in one the other night. I've never seen anything like that. I'm like, Kamala Harris, yeah, she brought in someone who she clearly can control. She has total control over him, man. I was wondering about him when they first introduced him and he came out on stage with Kamala Harris and he was doing all this waving and just carrying on like that. I'm like, what's up with this man? This was like, this is too beta. But now I understand he's like totally beta. It's something else wrong with him that we don't know about yet. I just think
there's
it's
something
more
seriously off with
what
that
we
guy.
Know
and
about
like
the- yeah.
If- he gets on the plane. Did you see the video the other day? He's boarding the plane and he's waving at clouds. He literally points to up to a cloud and waves at a cloud. What is that? This guy.
It's something else going on. The lights are on, but nobody's home.
This is by far. I haven't been through as many elections as you have, but I'm guessing you would probably agree that this is by far the worst ticket. Harris Walz is by far the worst ticket in the history of U.S. elections. Worst ever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, here he is waving to nobody. There's nobody there. It's an empty tarmac. And then he's going to point and wave at the clouds. There you go. Oh, look, he pointed and waved at the cloud.
I'm wondering, is he on some type of med? I don't know, but he seemed to be on medication or something. It's something going on that we don't know about. And really, because I have never, as you said, this is the worst ticket that any party can have. And to end up with these two guys, it's like they had, look like they picked the worst of the worst to run. And I believe it's so that they can completely control them. Control Kamala Harris, control this guy. And I would not be surprised if we later find out that Barack Obama, the fallen Messiah, along with Nancy Pelosi and others were behind all this, and George Soros and all those guys, this was planned, and it's done because they want complete control of whomever is on the head of the country so they can continue to destroy this country and create a socialist society, and finally they will be happy. This is not an accident. This is planned, and we need to be careful. We need to watch this so that God forbid that these people should win. We do not need this in our country. Can you imagine the Allahu Akbar people, what they must be thinking when they see Kamala Harris and this guy running for president?
Oh, my gosh. Kamala Harris leading investigations in Middle East countries and Muslim countries? Give me a break. That's a complete disaster. Harris will have zero respect. If Biden has like a tiny bit of respect in foreign countries, she will have none. She'll have like negative. It'll be a complete disaster. By the way, before we let you go here, did you happen to see? I guess Michelle Obama's doing a book tour or something. I don't know. Have you seen Michelle Obama lately? Speaking of something's off, have you seen this?
I have not.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I may advise you to avoid.
The last time I saw her, she was at the Democratic convention, I believe, but I've not seen her since.
She looks like she's aged 10 years in like 2 months. I don't know what's going on.
Well, look at how weak her husband is. All women age real fast when they have a weak husband because they have anger, and women hate weak men. And this woman has the weakest husband that she can possibly have. So I'm not so, oh, is that her?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That looked like her mama.
Something looks off with that.
Maybe that's the real person without the makeup.
Could be. Or maybe the other part of her has started to take over with those big broad shoulders. All right, Jesse Lee Peterson, God bless you. Follow him on X, the JLP show. Always great to have you on. Thank you, sir.
And thank you for an amazing interview on my show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm going to post those clips on my account soon.
All right.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down.
And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps. Spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call...
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, there's a big story out here from Tom Klingenstein. The FBI entraps another fake assassin, and it basically gets into these cutouts that they have. Insinuating Thomas Crooks was one of them. But I think it's pretty obvious, you know, who hates Trump, who's trying to put Trump in prison, who's trying to destroy Trump, who's persecuting Trump. It's the same deep state. And whether they are directly involved in it or whether they're just manipulating and massaging the situation to have it or whether they're just creating the environment, it's the same shadow hand that is scared that if Trump gets back into the White House, that he will either completely destroy the deep state or at least be a threat to their power status. Biden-Harris DOJ asks for indefinite delay in prosecution of would-be Trump assassin, citing large amounts of new evidence. So, a lot of things coming in here. And the Democrats, maybe the FBI, maybe they're already finding the third would-be Trump assassin. Maybe they're already gearing that one up since they've failed twice. You know what's crazy? It's the same judge, Eileen Cannon. Federal prosecutors on Wednesday requested an indefinite delay in proceeding with the trial of Ryan Routh, the man charged with attempting to assassinate Trump in September, citing a large amount of evidence gathered since his arrest. That's pretty interesting. I wonder what kind of evidence. Prosecutors requested that Florida District Judge Eileen Cannon, same judge that had the Trump case and dismissed it, designate Routh's case as complex. They wrote in the filing that over the past 2 weeks, the United States has interviewed hundreds of witnesses. It has also executed 13 search warrants in Florida, Hawaii, North Carolina, and seized hundreds of items of evidence, including multiple electronic devices. What are we going to find out about this guy? There are reportedly over 100 outstanding subpoena returns in connection with the investigation, as well as thousands of videos to review. So this is, I mean, to me, this looks like a good thing. It looks like a good thing. Because really, you know, the fate of Routh, you would assume is going to be life in prison. But the more important thing is getting the evidence to figure out what led to this. Who were his sources? Who was giving him intel? How did he know Trump's schedule? How did he know to be at that location? How did he know to set up a sniper's nest? How did he know Trump was golfing? Who were his contacts in Ukraine? Who sent him there? Who gave him the gun? So these are the things you want to find out. Now, speaking of crooks, again, this story from TomKlingenstein.com. Talking about the FBI wanting to kill Trump. Now Ron Johnson is saying he thinks there might have been a second shooter at the Butler, Pennsylvania rally. Now, again, I would say still for me, no on that, but he may have other information that I don't. So here he is talking about that on a recent podcast. Go ahead.
We interviewed one of the snipers on Hercules 2. That was the team that was obstructed by a tree, couldn't see crooks. In the testimony, and we haven't interviewed the other guy, but that sniper said he thought, when he started hearing shots fired, he thought his partner was hit because he heard the zip crack of a bullet fly to his left. Looks over, he wasn't. So how far do you think that bullet was to our left? And his partner goes, I thought it was to the right. They're 6 feet apart, so as it stands right now, the testimony is a bullet flew between Hercules 2, the second sniper team. They couldn't see crooks. Crooks couldn't see them, which puts pressure on the FBI, and I just put on them today. When are we going to get your ballistics report, your bullet trajectory report, your the audio report from... You know, where's your analysis? We interviewed one of the snipers on Hercules 2.
So, now what he says at the end there is the most important part. Now, we could ask questions or speculate all day long about second shooter theories or the bullet ripping through, and we've had these discussions on the show, and we've had guests on the show that believe in their minds that there was a second shooter, or they even believe they've proven it with their research. Again, I disagree. I haven't seen enough evidence, but there could be something there. And I guess the theory would go, or as it does go, a shooter was trying to take out the sniper team so that I guess crooks would have the open shot. And, you know, there were some other interesting things on the ground that day that we still haven't had answers as well. Like, who else was arrested? Who else was there? What other potential suspects or suspicious characters were there? Did they have criminal records? Were they already known entities of, you know, anti-Trump violent offenders? But what he says at the end there is the key part. When is the FBI? Because the FBI has all this information. The ballistics reports, the audios, the videos, putting it all together. They have all this information. And they're not doing anything with it. And they're not doing press conferences. And the pathetic Congress, Republicans and Democrats, they're all pathetic. The pathetic Congress won't even do follow-up hearings to get these answers. They just went in and out of session, and there was not a single follow-up session with Kim Cheadle or Ron Rowe or Chris Wray. Why? And they said, oh, we'll get the answers to you. Oh, we don't have that information yet. We'll get it to you. Oh, we'll follow up with that. Well, where's the follow-up? Where's the information? Where's the ballistics? Where's the audio? Where's the video? Where's the final report? Where's the other witness testimony? There's been no follow-up. All we get is some other members of the Republican Party in the House that do podcasts in their own independent investigation. This is pathetic. This is an embarrassment. These Republicans are pathetic to not give us any follow-up. And then you get, I think it was Ron Wyden or Blumenthal maybe. I think it was Blumenthal who comes out to the press and he says, oh, yeah, the latest information we've received is going to be groundbreaking. It's incredible what we received about the assassination attempt. What happened to that? Where is this? Where is all the information? And you know, see, it all just gets covered up. And Congress covers it up. And the FBI covers it up. And the mainstream media covers it up. Two assassination attempts on Donald Trump, and they all just cover it up. They all just cover it up, which, you know, tells you part of the story. They're part of the cover-up. They're part of the assassination. Now, I want to show you a story here, and I think we'll have time to show this all. This is a pastor, and he gets arrested today, but I want to kind of lay this out in three parts to show you where it begins and why he was arrested. So a young girl in North Carolina at a high school goes in front of the school board to explain to them the books that the liberal teachers are forcing her to read. She's 15 years old, and here she is explaining to the school board the books that these liberal Democrat teachers, they don't teach math, they don't teach reading, writing, cursive, history, science, chemistry, biology. They just teach all their leftist indoctrination. And so here she is explaining the books she's forced to read to the school board. So we'll start here in clip 15.
I'm in the 10th grade and I'm 15 years old. For 11 of those years, I lived in the Dominican Republic. 3 months ago, my family and I moved to North Carolina and have me enroll in the highly rated Athens Drive Magnet High School. I was very excited for this opportunity. Until last Friday, that is, on Friday the 13th, my English honors class, my teacher assigned the class to read a story independently and then come together into groups and discuss the story and answer some questions. There was a part in this story that made me feel very uncomfortable, and I looked around and saw the same expression on other students' faces. We all had just read the following. It was not the summer you fell in love with your cousin Doozy, because that happened just a few summers before when you both wiggled into the tiny space behind Grandma's garage and he tried to fit what you both called his banana into what you both called your tomato, but neither of you was sure which was the right hole. Even after reading again, it makes me feel very uncomfortable. This graphic, incestual sexual language should not be taught in any class, much less an honors English class. That day I came back home from school. As per usual, I told my parents about my day and the things I did. I show them what I was taught in my English class, and they were as outraged as I was. This incident got me thinking. In my Healthful Living Honors class, I am being taught about brain functions and development. I was taught that the teenage brains, like mine, are not fully developed yet, and that we must be careful about what we engage during these years. Based on this logic, I am a teenager, my brain is not fully developed, and I should not have graphic, incestual, sexual content taught to me in my classes. I am deeply bothered and deeply disappointed. I have decided to leave Athens Drive High School because I should not have to deal with pornographic, incestual, sexual content taught to me in my classes. Thank you.
So, a pastor then shows up to the school board meeting to discuss this as well. The school board then calls the police and has him arrested. So imagine that. The leftist liberal freak can sexually indoctrinate your child with pornographic sexual suggestion and innuendo, and that's in the classroom. And when a pastor shows up to stick up for a young girl who doesn't want to read it and see it, they arrest him. You want to talk about how backwards our society is, ladies and gentlemen? That's about as backwards as it gets right there. The pastor who is against children, minors, being subjected to pornography and sexual indoctrination in the classroom gets arrested. The teacher who promotes it gets protected. That is insane. That is insane. That's the clown world. That's the world run by Democrats. That's the world run by liberals, progressives, these Looney Tune characters. Now, there's more from this pasture, but we had some breaking news right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so glad this is happening. It was just basic common sense, and I actually opened the show with it, and so I didn't have any knowledge that this was going on, but it just seemed like common sense to me. But they have now, the dock workers strike, they have now agreed to postpone the strike and get back to negotiating for the time being. I believe they said till January. So I think there's a couple things going on here, but I would say that it shows how badly the PR has been for this strike, how bad it's been, I would say. So the strike is suspended, and they're getting back to negotiating. That tells you right there, folks, that the PR for this deal was bad. And what was I saying? What have I been saying? The public turned on these dock workers and this president fast. They turned on it fast. And of course, it was a horrible look. Their PR was bad. Their public statements were bad. And then when people got information about the negotiations, then it gets worse. And then they see they average six-figure salaries. And they see they want more than 50% raise. And then they learn more about the president and his lifestyle. And then there's the disaster of the hurricane that people need assistance and resources. So really, I think this is a result of a massively failed PR campaign and a massively failed strike. So that's what I see going on here. And we'll see if they maybe try to claim victory, but I don't know. I don't see how this president stays president after this. This has been a disaster. This has been a horrible PR campaign. And they are already done. It's been so badly received by the public now that the strike is over. So it's good news. They're back to work. They're getting paid. And the economy won't be crippled as he threatened to. But now maybe we can address the real issues of, okay, do we talk about automation? Do we talk about why these ports are owned by foreign companies, foreign countries? Do we want to talk about that now? We can address the real issues. But, I mean, wow, you want to talk about an absolute disaster of a PR campaign for this strike? You just saw it, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, those glasses he has on, those Cartier glasses, are $1,300. I mean, it's just, again, it's just bad PR. And I don't care. I'm not against people being successful. But it's like, you got to read the room. Kamala Harris going around her $70,000 gold necklace, talking about the economy. I mean, come on. And it just shows how out of touch these people are. So, union for U.S. dock workers agrees to suspend strike. It'll be suspended until January 15th as they negotiate a new contract. I'm sure we'll be covering the developments there, and we'll see how that goes. But, I mean, wow, that is about as bad as a PR campaign for a strike that you've probably ever seen. I mean, that was a disaster. And if I'm the port workers here, and I mean, who knows, you know, we had callers basically saying that they were forced to strike. But either way, I'd say if I'm a port worker, I'd say this guy, he's got to go. This president has got to go. Now, I guess if he gets in there and negotiates him a contract and they get like a minimum salary of $250,000 a year and the automation ban for another 10 years, then I guess they'll vote for him again. But we'll see how the negotiations go. But, I mean, that was a disaster. So that didn't last very long. All right. I'll tell you what. This is why they hate that pastor. He's got a documentary, 22 words, that exposes, getting back to that, that exposes what the left is doing to the children in the schools with the books. I mean, I'm just, you don't want your children anywhere near these people. So this is really why they target him and arrest him in clip 12.
A growing number of parents and students are alarmed about some books and other content found in their school libraries.
The introduction of explicit sexual and LGBTQ themed curricula and books is having an effect.
School boards ignore the rights of the parents in terms of how their children are educated.
It's a hedonistic cult.
The reason it's for dead naming is because your son is dead.
If they think that a 14-year-old should be reading this in school, we have a serious problem.
God entrusted children to parents, not to politicians.
It's time for us to be just that bold in stopping it as they are in presenting it.
I'm going into Satan's territory.
I saw a very interesting video of a guy at a school board meeting. He was reading from the book that the little kids are being taught from, and it got very graphic.
Becomes erect, stiff, and larger.
Sir, I'm sorry.
Was it something I said? If you don't want to hear it in a school board meeting, why should children be able to check it out of the school system?
The communist movement just at the heart. It's about dividing society, dividing parents from children.
Doctors tell parents today, what would you rather have? A live boy or a dead girl?
God is looking for men and women to go into the arena and contend for the faith.
And it makes it sort of a hypocrite if you endorse books like this to be in the school system.
They can't make me leave. I have freedom of speech.
Yes, you do.
And you are supposed to uphold that. If you pervert the hearts and the minds of kids in this district, you will reap it. This is a spiritual battle. You're either punk or a pervert if you don't remove this book.
Well, your time's up.
My time is not up.
It's just great. People like that are out there fighting the good fight. All these different realms, all these different issues. So, I mean, it's going to be a fight. I mean, we've had a corrupt government. It's been occupied for decades, not centuries. And it's just gotten to a point now. But, I mean, these people stole our country. They stole our wealth. They stole our future. They stole our children, our blood, our treasure, our soil. And so they're not just going to give it back, folks. They're not just going to say, oh, okay, you caught us. Here you go. No, it's going to take men and women of action. Now, quickly, Donald Trump was on with Dave Ramsey, and he was talking about tariffs. He's a big fan of tariffs. He wants to bring tariffs back. He explains why in clip 17.
The word tariff to me is a very beautiful word because it can save our country, truly. And yet, I think because of graft, because of a lot of consulting payments and other things that given by other countries, we have so much fighting with politicians on using it. I saved our steel industries by putting tariffs on steel that China came in and dumped. And you know what they do? They dump and dump and dump. Everybody goes out of business. Then they buy those businesses very cheap, and then they raise the prices to higher than they ever were. That's one of the many benefits that they have if they want to do it. But by putting tariffs on, as an example, in the furniture business in North Carolina, it was so vibrant, and they stole our business. And they charge us, if you wanted to build a furniture place, if you want to sell your furniture in China, they won't take it. But if you want to build a plant in China to make furniture in China using their labor, they open it. We're doing the same thing. But a lot of people are, oh, well, we don't want to have tariffs. The country was at the richest point in its history in the 1890s. It was all tariffs. If you looked at William McKinley as an example, he was a big tariff president. They had committees that were put in charge of what to do with the money. We were taking in so much money. And McKinley would say, why should we let other people come in and steal our factories and steal our workers and steal our jobs? And why shouldn't we benefit? And he tariffed the other countries. And we made so much, and then they went to the income tax system later on. But they would actually have, they had a blue ribbon committee. Our country was so rich, they didn't know what to do with the money. And this blue ribbon committee was set up to determine how can we spend all of this money. And they took it in through tariffs. But we can turn our country around, make it strong, and then guard it with tariffs.
And there's this weird notion where it's like, we can't do it again. No, we really can. America can be a rich country. We don't need to have mass poverty, mass degradation. It doesn't have to be this way. You can bring manufacturing back. Yes, you can, with good policy. You can bring the trade deficit down, if not into the black. We don't have to have a trade deficit. Yes, you can do these things. We don't have to have an open border. We don't have to have millions of people pouring into the country illegally every year. You can stop that. These things can be stopped. You don't have to give unlimited money to foreign countries. You don't have to have a government that says we don't have any money for the victims of a hurricane. None of these things have to be happening. So we can get there. We can get there. One step closer. 33 days away. That does it for the InfoWars War Room. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We take a 21-hour break. And we will do it all again tomorrow. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.